Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Chaser Report, global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
The Prime Minister has cancelled the next 2 weeks of Parliament over fears it could lead to him infecting Cronulla Sharks fans. Scott Morrison said he was worried doing frivolous things like attending Parliament would imperil his more important job of going to the footy and barracking for the Sharks with a beer in his hand. A man who wanted the elderly to give up their lives so he could go outside has announced he is not willing to wear a bit of cloth so he can go outside. The announcement comes after new research debunked the idea that masks cut off oxygen to the brain. Scientists say their study proves that anti-maskers are already brain dead to begin with. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has complained that she is being silenced after people disagreed with some of her views. The most published woman in history told her millions of Twitter followers that there was absolutely no way for her to make her thoughts known except through her books, her movies, stage plays, newspaper articles, TV interviews, and Twitter. That's the latest Chaser news. Check out chaser.com.au for more updates. And now it's time for Charles Firth, Nina Oyama, and Dom Knight.
Thanks, Beck. Let's catch up on the very latest headlines in one of these.
International Global News World Roundup.
My name is Dom Knight. We have Nina Oyama and Charles Firth with us. Let's start with a wonderful COVID health hack. We've all been washing our fruit and veg much more than usual. But TikTok user at SmileOp, rather than boring old, you know, washing in a sink, she washes her fruit and veg in her dishwasher. She puts loose items like apples and kiwi fruits in the top drawer, pineapples and punnets even in the bottom drawer, and then she puts some white vinegar in the detergent dispenser and hits express wash. What do you think? Has this changed your life, Nina?
Yes, it has, knowing that people do this. I don't have a dishwasher. I'm not at that level of wealth yet. So that's why I'm actually doing this podcast and I'm saving up. But when I get one, I'm definitely going to try this just to see what it does to the fruit. It can't be good.
Well, no, look, I think that, Nina, you don't need a dishwasher to do this. You just use your washing machine. And my hot tip is, instead of using vinegar, which I find makes the fruit a bit sort of bitter and sort of
and vinegary.
Yeah. Just use gin in the thing. Just add a bit of gin, and I'll tell you what, the kids love it. They absolutely love it. Can't get enough fruit nowadays.
I mean, there are so many wonderful household hacks out there to save time like this. Are there any others that come to mind? Have you managed during this COVID period to come up with any household tips to save time that perhaps we could publish and go viral like this did? Charles, we need some TikTok views, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I must say, I have been fine. You know how when you get home and you feel like or your clothes are infected because you've been out there in the sort of thing. I put my clothes into the dishwasher. I think that's a really helpful thing because there's too much fruit in the washing machine, obviously, to be able to do that. And then if you're looking to clean your plates, unfortunately, there's too many clothes in my dishwasher. So I tend to wash them in my bath. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
And where do you wash yourself?
What do you mean I don't wash? I haven't washed in years.
It certainly makes me think. I mean, my daughter would fit quite easily into the dishwasher. She's not very big.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's like that story about the cat that got trapped in the washing machine for 12 minutes and they said he came out very soft.
Yeah, look, but this is the way to cut through. I mean, we're all stuck at home. It seems like other than all the horrible COVID news, every single thing on news websites now is either just hacks or viral TikTok videos. I mean, this one has both. Is this a good thing for our society that basically news websites are just full of hacks and TikTok?
Yeah, and I don't think it's anything to worry about either, Dom, because the thing is you sort of go, oh, hang on, there's no investigative journalism nowadays. You know, what would Chris Masters or Paul Barry do in this sort of – there's no, you know, people out there finding the corruption. But I think we're going to just have a generation of politicians who are going to TikTok their corruption to share with their followers. Like, that's what they're going to do. And so you don't need to go out and find the corruption because it'll all just be there on social media anyway.
Well, Chris Masters must feel like a right idiot that he never thought to investigate whether you could put a punnet of blueberries in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and imagine how much better Chris Masters' career would be if he'd spent it, you know, collating TikTok videos. I mean, he could have been a great.
Yeah, he could have been he could have gone TikTok viral. I feel like most of TikTok is people doing silly dances. And so it's just cringeworthy when a politician does it. But if someone that I don't like a politician, does a TikTok dance, then.
Well, that's the reason to cancel politicians, isn't it? When they release a bad dance, you just cancel them and elect a new one.
Yeah, like when Bill Shorten did a dab.
Yes, exactly. That's when he lost the election.
I hope Kate McClymont's listening and is now going to just stop investigating dodgy judges and instead just dance on TikTok. Go for it, Kate. Bust a move. Let's head, though, to Oregon now, where a woman staged a sit-in in a Costco branch, you know, one of those discount warehouse places, after she was asked to wear a mask, which was the rules of the Costco, but also I think of the state of Oregon. She claimed that it violated her constitutional rights to have to wear a mask. The strange thing about this is, and this is another viral video, she actually had a mask hanging from one ear. She just refused to actually put it on. Do you think a sit-in is a good way to protest during COVID-19? Was she on the right track with this?
No.
I mean, do sit-ins make sense at any point in time? Charles, you did sit-ins in your radical youth, didn't you?
No. Let's go through all the things that I did sit-ins for. I wanted lower university fees. That was my first sit-in. Well, that went well, didn't it? $140,000 degrees. We got out of that one. Then legalization of marijuana. We had a sit-in for that. Oh, wait a minute. It's still illegal. That didn't work. Stop war. That was another one. When the Iraq war happened, we wanted to stop that. We had a sit-in. Wow, that worked out well, didn't it? Sit-ins don't work. So maybe actually the point is that now the whole of America will start wearing face masks because she had a sit-in about it.
I just wonder, Charles, whether it's the sit-in that's ineffective or you. What do you think, Nat?
Maybe, Charles, you should fly to America and sit in and then it will have the intended effect.
I love it. I can be like this is an enormous superpower, isn't it? The ability to negatively affect world events.
I do think having a sit-in might actually work in this case because if a lot of people that potentially have the coronavirus sit in a small enclosed area and give it to each other, then eventually they'll have to go home and leave the sit-in.
I think that's called a Trump rally, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so, after they re-put up all the statues. And
yes, statue squad. But look, they did call the manager, as you would do in this situation, and she said, "I'm not leaving. You'll have to carry me because I have constitutional rights as an American." Do you think that under the American Constitution, people have the right to be carried?
Yeah, I think that's the Third Amendment, isn't it? You've got the right to bear arms, the right to free speech, and then the right to be carried out of Costco.
Yeah, it is. It's. Did you know, this is actually a fun Costco hack, is if you go into Costco and ask if they can carry you out, they legally have to do it.
It's there in the Constitution. It's what the Founding Fathers wanted.
They loved those low prices, didn't they? But look, there have been heaps of incidents like this, and I'm sure if you looked on social media, you've seen people sharing videos of fights over masks in stores. How can shops get customers to wear their masks? It seems to be an ongoing problem.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Just tell them that I think that they shouldn't wear a face mask and then they'll immediately do it.
Yeah, tell them that the liberal left are currently not wearing face masks and then they'll turn it into a political issue and then all the right will start wearing face masks.
I like it.
Now, while we're catching up on COVID news from around the world, let's head to the town of Torre la Vega in northern Spain, where there was a council meeting conducted over Zoom, as so many events are being conducted now, including this very podcast. And the councillor was worried that he'd be late to drop off his daughter. So what he did was he took his laptop into the shower to take part in the Zoom meeting, and he didn't realise that the camera was on. his colleagues could see him showering. Apparently the steam covered most bits, but it was full body. And unfortunately they tried to ring him, but he couldn't hear his phone, this guy. Now, as a result of this, he did offer to resign. Should he resign over this?
I don't think so.
No way.
I watched the video, not because I'm a perv or anything, but I don't think it was that bad. I mean, I saw the images. And I think it's fine. In fact, I'm actually showering right now and no one said anything. So I think it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. We've all accidentally zoomed naked during council meetings, Norm. You know, I think people just got to get used to it.
I just wonder if it's a way to actually boost public engagement. I mean, I never pay attention to the local council meetings, but if I knew that they were all being conducted in the shower on Zoom, maybe we'd all tune in for the feed.
Well, I think the good thing about this is it'll encourage people to vote for younger councillors.
It depends what your thing is, through. Charles.
Yeah, like you just have it'd be a real boost to the youth ticket. You know, get rid of all the boomers on council. and I think middle aged ginger men would get a bit of a lift in the polls, wouldn't they?
That strikes me as highly optimistic, middle aged ginger man. I wonder though that whether we should all be zooming in the shower. I mean, maybe this is the next level. It would save time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's a form of multitasking. I mean, again, I am doing it right now. No one's ever said anything. But I believe it's like a high level. You need to be highly intelligent in order to do those two things at once. So respect.
Well, Nina, you're clearly very, very highly intelligent. Can you just clean the lens?
No.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Now, that is all we have time for in this mini episode of The Chaser Report. Don't forget, though, that we do the full episodes on Fridays. There's another mini. The minis come out on Mondays and Wednesdays. Thanks to our producer, Mike Librale, for putting this all together for us. You can check The Chaser website for headlines in the meantime, chaser.com.au, or you can find us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, on TikTok, apparently, although there's some controversy there, or just sort of Zoom bomb whoever you like and you'll probably get us recording one of these. Catch you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.